The illusioned living entity appears in so many forms offered by the external energy of the Lord. While enjoying in the modes of material nature, the encaged living entity misconceives, thinking in terms of I and mine. Purport. The different forms of the living entities are different dresses offered by the illusory external energy of the Lord according to the modes of nature the living being desires to enjoy. The external material energy is represented by her three modes, namely goodness, passionate ignorance. So even in the material nature, there is a chance of an independent choice by the living entity, and according to his choice, the material energy offers him different varieties of material bodies. There are 900,000 varieties of material bodies in the water, 2 million vegetable bodies, 1,100,000 worms and reptiles, 1 million forms of birds, 3 million different bodies of beasts, and 400,000 human forms. Although, now, altogether, there are 8,400,000 varieties of bodies in different planets of the universe. And the living entity is traveling by so many transmigrations according to different modes of enjoying spirit within himself. Even in one particular body, the living entity changes from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to youth, from youth to old age, and from old age to another body created by his own action. The living entity creates his own body by his personal desires, and the external energy of the Lord supplies him the exact form by which he can enjoy his desires to the fullest extent. The tiger wanted to enjoy the blood of another animal, and therefore, by the grace of the Lord, the material energy supplied him the body of the tiger with facilities for enjoying blood from another animal. Similarly, a living entity desiring to get the body of a demigod in a higher planet can also get it by the grace of the Lord. And if he is intelligent enough, he can desire to get a spiritual body, to enjoy the company of the Lord, and he will get it. So the minute freedom of the living entity can be fully utilized, and the Lord is so kind that he will award the living entity the same type of body he desires. The living entity's desiring is like dreaming of a golden mountain. A person knows what a mountain is, and he knows also what gold is. Out of his desire only, he dreams of a golden mountain, and when the dream is over, he sees something else in his presence. He finds in his awakened state that there is neither gold nor a mountain, and what to speak of a golden mountain. The different positions of the living entities in the material world under multifarious manifestations of bodies are due to the misconception of mine and I. The Kami thinks of this world as mine, and the Jnani thinks I am everything. The whole So the Kami thinks of this world as mine, and the Jnani thinks I am everything. The whole material conception of, I mean, did you ever think, it's so inconceivable for devotees to think how someone can think he is everything, isn't it? It's just so foreign. I mean, I can imagine certain things are mine and struggle to become free of the concept of mine, but to think that I am everything, this is a little bit too much. This is inconceivable. But the Jnani, he thinks I'm actually Brahman, present everywhere. That's me. The whole material conception of politics, sociology, philanthropy, altruism, etc., conceived by the conditioned souls, is on the basis of this misconceived I and mine, which are products of a strong desire to enjoy material life. Identification with the body and the place where the body is obtained under different conceptions of socialism, nationalism, family affection, and so on and so forth, is all due to forgetfulness of the real nature of the living entity. And the whole misconception of the bewildered living entity can be removed by the association of Sukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, as all this is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Deshatadine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivashadi Gaurabhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is a very interesting verse. Bahurupa Iva Bhati Mayaya Bahurupaya Ramamano Guneshvasya Mamaham Iti Manyate. Translation: the illusioned living entity appears in so many forms offered by the external energy of the Lord. While enjoying in the modes of material nature, the encaged living entity misconceives thinking in terms of I and mine. In preparing for this morning's lecture, I studied the purport of a lecture which Srila Prabhupada gave on this verse, and found a very interesting sentence there, which we will put, so to say, as the heading, the Überschrift of today's lecture. Unless one comes to Krishna, to the Krishna conscious platform, one cannot give up one's habits. I suppose it does have something to do with the change of hormones, which happens at the springtime, but every springtime, many devotees which I'm talking with expressed to me a sincere desire to change their lives. Do you also feel this? The sun is getting there, and one feels like, I should get serious now. I should change something. I should become a free devotee, free from the bondage of my conditionings. Akila's Dara head goes, yes, 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 this is the sun. At the same time, devotees often express a type of hopelessness because they have thought this many times in the past, and were only partially, as nur teilweise, successful, not completely. So today's verse gives us a very interesting perspective, and please listen to this under this heading. I will start in a rather philosophical way, but please don't shut your eyes and ears thinking that when do the good stories come, then I open everything up. This is very important to understand the subject matter. Unless one comes to the Krishna conscious platform, one cannot give up one's habit. Now this text this morning tells us that a living entity who is not on the Krishna conscious platform, who's illusioned in many ways, is taking on many different external bodies which are offered by the Lord's illusory energy. We all have been accepting different bodies and different mindsets which have been given to us by the illusory energy. We are now in this particular human body in which we are sitting on the floor or on the Vyasasan. This offering of different bodies is like a mother which dresses the child. Sometimes you can see Kunti in outrageous, fantastic, new, stylish dresses. You know, and then in the sometimes a mother dresses the child up for one day in the morning like this, and in the evening like this. I do not know if Kunti also has different styles for different times of the day, but this is how the material energy also dresses us up exactly like the mother who dresses up her child. Now the interesting thing is that we get our body, the costume, according to our desires. These desires form just like for instance in a dream. We may have a general tendency before we get to bed to get money. This is a very natural tendency of the conditioned soul. And we may have climbed up a mountain and thought, oh, it's a big mass of, wie sagt man in Deutsch, ein Gebirgsmassiv. It's a big mass of rock here. So in the dream, because of our desire, we create a hallucination of a golden mountain. When we wake up, everything is gone. No golden mountain any longer. So this is how exactly we get our body by the material energy. She gives it to us according to our desires and karma, our activities, and then we are dressed up in a certain body. But when we wake up after the sleep of death, everything is gone. It has no longer any relevance to you all here, what you did in your last life and what you were in your last life. It is completely gone. I've just seen the testament of my Oma, who died 2, maybe 3 weeks ago. And there she wrote in the testament, when I'm gone, my pearls should go to my Schwiegertochter, my daughter-in-law, and my beautiful golden ring should go to my sister in Hannover, and my this and my that should go this, and to my son, to my grandson, Sachinandan Swami, only 5,000 marks should go. I like him, but I am not agreeable to the movement in which he is staying. Therefore, only so little will go to him. Anyways, this Lakshmi will go to the bus program so that the Oma has some benefit in her life. So, I was just thinking when I read the testament, there were many things there. I was just thinking how Oma was saying goodbye to everything. Jewels and pearls had to be left behind and given to other people, distributed to, you know, whoever she considered close and dear, but near and dear to her, but she herself had no connection to this any longer. This is how we are constantly changing our realities, that means our bodies. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of this the change by comparing it with the clouds. If you look in the clouds, 1 minute the clouds appear to be like a huge elephant, the next moment it looks like maybe a mountain or a palace even. So in the same way, our realities, that is, our material lives, are constantly changing. Now, although this is a fact, we always develop a deep attachment to according to the body or according to the reality we are presently in. Prabhupada said when he was in Hong Kong, he saw a Chinese woman going through the garbage and finding the remnants of a serpent. As you might know, in Chinese restaurants, everything is prepared and served, also snakes. And she was looking for this, and she was getting it out of the garbage, you know, a leftover part of a snake, and her eyes were going, ooh, super. She was putting it away for later consumption. It's an example, a rather extreme example, of someone who develops a certain attachment, or you could say habit. And this brings us right to our subject matter this morning. According to the present body he is stuck in, this is done by this attachment is done by a strong pulling by the ear, which is offered by the material energy. The Sanskrit is te pesha tantra urudamni bhadha. That material nature has each living entities bound by a rope and drags him or pulls him very, very strongly by this rope, which is, so to say, dependent on his physical existence, on his reality, or to make it even more clearer, on his body. These ropes of attachments keep every one of us bound in a certain way. Samir, this is now important. We are talking about attachments and how to give them up. This is very important for all of us, because we have to become free from these bondage. So the example is a ship. A ship may be bound to by a strong a ship is bound by a strong rope and therefore unable to move from the quay. In the same way, we all who are sitting here and the rest of the world are bound up by these attachments, which are relevant and dependent on our form, on our present life, and we have very difficult time to give this up or to think in any other way. The first identification of the living entity is with the body, and afterwards with everything around it. Because I have this body, I think it is me. There are many other bodies, but I am particularly attached to this one. Because from this body, certain children emanated, or I think these are my children. There are billions of children all over the universe, but based on the body, I have attachment to this particular children. Because I am related to this woman, or this moosh, this husband, I'm thinking this woman or man is my woman or my man. I and mine are based on a misconception where the eternal soul is bound to a certain material body which is as changeable or as passable as an elephant formed by the clouds. These attachments of mine are very strong. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of Julius Caesar. I do not know if you are familiar with him. He was the emperor of the Roman Reich, the Roman Empire, and was a bachelor for quite some time until in Egypt he found the beautiful Cleopatra. And a very strong attachment was created by the material energy between the two of them, and Caesar, who was very independently minded before that time, became totally bound in this relationship and became very dependent on Cleopatra's opinions and worldviews, etc. So we all are in a similar situation. We have come in this material body and we have developed a certain style and certain attachments to mine, to my conceptions, to our possessions, etc. This is natural. This is the workings of the material energy on the spirit soul. However, if we develop Krishna consciousness, it is possible for us to transcend this. On a Krishna conscious platform, these relationships just disappear. Because a devotee of Krishna sees himself mainly as a servant of Krishna. And this service attitude breaks the conditioning of past and previous habits. A devotee, when deciding what to do in his life, where to go from the point he is presently there, will always make this meditation according to his particular service which he offers to Krishna and his spiritual master. If this meditation appears in the mind of a devotee, what is my service for Krishna and what is conducive, förderlich, for that, he will be able to break out of the almost inescapable, unentrinnbar, prison of conditioning or habits. Srila Prabhupada gave once a very interesting example which I want to repeat for you. He gave himself as an example. He often does it actually, like appearing like one of us, although being transcendental always. He said when he was a manager in the Bose laboratory, Bose, or of one Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose, the Packers once made a strike. Packers are those who pack the medicines, nicht? Die Verpacker, sagt man in Deutsch. Once made a strike, and this strike stifled, lähmte, the business transactions of this particular laboratory. So the strike could only go on until Srila Prabhupada, although being the manager and a high class brahmana, you don't one thing, brahmanas in India never work. When they have the possibility, they never do the work of someone else. It's just like if you would ask Mukunda to take care of the children, it wouldn't work because you are a brahmachari in mind and dress, for example. You just couldn't bring your heart into doing this. Not that you hate children, but it wouldn't work. I also can imagine if I would, I like children personally, but for 10 minutes, then one has to do something else. So it wouldn't work. So a manager who is a Brahmana would never usually do what Prabhupada did in this case. What he did is he got all the clerks together, das sind die Büroangestellten, and went with them down to pack everything himself and ship it out. And in this way, the strike was immediately broken. The packers came back and said, can we do it, please? And so on. So, why did Prabhupada do this? Well, he considered himself a servant of the Bose's laboratories. He wanted that the operation would go on in the best way, and there would be no stoppage in it. So, in the same way, we can break our habits when we consider ourselves the servant of Guru and Krishna. At that particular moment, when we put this, so to say, as a motto or heading, überschrift, of our decisions and our life's decisions, I want to say, then it's easy to do something which you personally would never do in any other way. Yesterday I received a very nice phone call from one pastor, priest, who invited us, this is like the biggest invitation, to participate in the Hessische Synode. Hessische Synode, that is something like the government of the church in Hessen, a particular part of Germany. And I said to him, well, let's talk frank and free. You know that you are opening the door to the Hare Krishnas now. We will have a mission when we come in. We want to present Krishna consciousness and, you know, show that we are an acceptable religious tradition. And he said, yes, I know this. Not a fool. I want to do it. Yes, why do you think? I was interested. Why do you want to cooperate with us like this? And he said, you know, Sachinandan Swami, we have to do everything together. Times are getting so tough. We have a common enemy, that's materialism. You address materialism from your tradition, we from the Christian tradition. It would help maybe the Christian tradition to see your perspective, your angle of view, what to do. And in this way, we can only profit from it. And this answer, I thought, was very, very nice. When you have a different perspective, then all of a sudden the viewpoint of Krishna consciousness becomes interesting. When you have adopt a different perspective, then another's point of views, all of a sudden you see that totally in a new way. So in the same way, you know, the Christian church always thinks of us as a dangerous sect. This is the stereotype. But here someone takes a different perspective. He says, well, they are a different tradition, but they are concerned with the same things which bother us. So therefore, maybe we can learn something from them. So this is also how you can, if you manage to adopt a certain perspective in your lives, you can do something which you previously could not even think of doing. Not so. They are not reaching the heart of people. What a preacher does is he gives a person a new perspective. Look at this. You are an eternal soul. See your life like this. Then it makes sense to serve Krishna, isn't it? I never thought like this. The people said, sure, I guess I have to change some things. This is how a preacher works. He just takes someone and just puts him plank, sets him here, so that he, from that new perspective, sees something which previously he didn't see, and therefore changes his life. So if you want to change your habits and your life, it's springtime. Die Bäume schlagen aus. That is, some energy will circulate in your mind and body. Then think yourself as a servant of this wonderful movement of Krishna, of your spiritual master, and do everything according to this perspective. Then you will see how you will develop tremendous energy and set your life free, so to say, get on into a new dimension. This is a simple point, Maharaj. We heard it thousands of times, most properly. But please consider this example of Srila Prabhupada and draw some relevant instructions from it for your lives. It was not going on. There was strike. Then he just broke it by, you know, just marching into the cellar, because he wanted that the operation would go on. He liked Sir Jagadish Chandra Bose very much. He had an affectionate relationship to him, and he didn't want that the laboratory would be stopped. That was his perspective. So also here, let us trace our steps back. What do we really want in this life? Happiness is one thing, I think, if we are very honest. Just, I would like to be a little happy. Not, doesn't need to be so big, but something must be there to go on. So, yes, as a servant of Krishna, you sit on the table of the master of bliss. A servant always can eat the same things which the master has. So if you want to be close to the Lord, yes, be a servant of the Lord. And think, whatever you decide, is this good for my service, yes or no? Do I need this for my service, yes or no? In two days, I will personally start what I'm afraid of the whole year. I will look into my cupboards. I have to put everything together in order to I have to know where my tools are for preaching, wo sind die Sachen, die ich zum Predigen brauche, and everything is now a chaos because I'm not so I have to do this in order to preach. Now I will have to throw many things away, I know it, and give it away to other people, and the whole room is full of presents, and there's only so much presence which a human being can utilize for himself. It's very limited, actually. So the simple point is, what do I need for my service? What is not for the service? Then everything becomes very clear. In the same way, we all have to räumen auf in our Leben. We have to arrange our lives constantly anew. Put this as a heading. What is good for my service? What do I don't need for my service? And then you will, with this new applied technology of spiritual aufräum tactic, of a spiritual ordering strategy, you will get your lives very nice. So this is a little bit on the text. Let us repeat it again. Bahurupa ivabati mayaya bahurupaya ramamano guneshvasya mamaham iti manyate. The illusioned living entity appears in so many forms offered by the external energy of the Lord. While enjoying in the modes of material nature, the encaged living entity misconceives, thinking in terms of I and mine. Dobro! Good. So, do you have any relevant questions regarding this? Zum Thema, Mukunda? Oh, wirklich? Das wäre also das erste Mal. Aber es, heute ist ein besonderes Thema. Ja, bitte. It's only an example, yes. Yeah. 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 That's a very nice question. Yeah. Mukunda Maharaj, sorry. Mukunda is asking, in the presence of the Guru, it's quite easy to develop this perspective. But when he's far away, or Krishna seems far away, it's so difficult what to do in those times. See, this is a question which all of us Prabhupada disciples, we are moved very much by this question. And I was just writing something about this question as an offering to Srila Prabhupada, where I said, well, when you were there, it was so nice, you had such nice personal instructions, and we turned to you for all questions. And I gave examples from my own life when I was in the presence of Srila Prabhupada and how I saw him acting. And whew, I was so enthusiastic. I could virtually march through walls. I remember I needed no sleep when Prabhupada was maybe two hours. But from these 2 hours, I couldn't sleep because of all the excitement. Soon I will see Prabhupada again. And and now, it's difficult. And Prabhupada addresses this point in the fourth canto, where he says, in the physical presence of a physical absence of the spiritual master, the disciple must take shelter under the vani. Vani means instructions, and do what is called vani seva. Vani seva, service to the instructions of the spiritual master. And he actually says, when the disciple does this, this is tantamount means equal, to actually seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the instructions of the spiritual master. In other words, you can have a relationship to your spiritual master, even in his absence, when you focus on his vani. And the very nice example of this vani seva is Arjuna. When Krishna left the planet, Arjuna was heartbroken. He was really... Du kannst dir das nicht vorstellen, wie fertig Arjuna war. He was so heartbroken, Mukunda. She couldn't function any longer. It's described that he was guarding the queens of Krishna, and then some robbers came and wanted to, and they were actually able to do mischief, an unheil, to the queens, and he couldn't do anything. His bow was not, couldn't work. He was so so fertig, so finished, kaputt, we say. It didn't work any longer. So then, in that state, he remembered he took shelter. It took him some time. He took shelter under the instructions of Krishna, which he had given him on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. We know what this is, the Bhagavad Gita. And he was actually able to meet the Lord in following these instructions, and he was perfectly happy and situated nicely. He could overcome his problem, in other words. So, yes, I think we all feel, oh, if our Bhakti Bhusha Maharaj would be often, more often here, we would be much better situated in Krishna consciousness. And especially you as his disciple must feel like this. But there are instructions. I want to give you a personal tip. See, when I was with Prabhupada, I was just so young and so stormy. I could now pull my ears. Because the times when he was there, I didn't really serve as well as I could have done. I was not so conscious about it. I was really like sitting before Prabhupada and just enjoying to sit there and just, and just looking at everything he did and laughing when he did something like pouring a glass of water from this in the mouth. I was just going, wow, that was just the nice things I needed to see. But if I would have been now, if he would now be here, I would just learn even to cook if necessary, everything, just to do some service. So you have this opportunity. Bhakti Bhusha Maharaj will come again after he is from India, and then you should really get into some serious service. Everything, you know, here, there, everything, get his mercy like anything. And then, don't be a dull fool. You are not a fool, a dull disciple. But write down those moments or keep these moments and instructions where he tells you something. Maybe he, after giving a lecture and you ask the question, maybe he will correct you. Oh, this question was not so relevant or something. And then just take it to heart and do something with his instruction. Yes. Was soll ich denn sagen? So we, as a Prabhupada disciple, I have to meditate about the instructions. I remember once, now you might think, our philosophy, we have considered all the points, but it's sometimes very difficult to follow the instructions of the spiritual master, isn't it? Sometimes we just go like, yes, I know. Yeah. But I am conditioned I remember once Prabhupada was asked about this. He was asked, but didn't you find it personally difficult to always follow the instructions of your spiritual master? And Prabhupada was walking on a morning walk and he heard this. He stopped, put his cane in the floor and said, to follow the instructions of the spiritual master is the life and soul of the disciple. You have to do it. And it's easy if we understand what is our real goal in the life. Our real goal is Krishna. Then it becomes very easy to follow the instructions. But only if we forget Krishna, the instructions become difficult. Whenever you know a goal, you are happy about the instructions which help you to attain it. But if you hear instructions and don't remember the goal, oh, the instructions seem to be unrelated to your life. Man sieht da kein Zusammenhang mit ihnen. And then it's difficult to apply them. It's a very nice question, Mukunda. This was the nicest question which you ever asked me. I'm feeling very honored and very happy. This is an auspicious day in our relationship. Noch jemand? Let us just see if someone else has, because the atmosphere is so nice that you created. No, not because of this. Wir müssen fair sein und alle sagen. Oder war das direkt dazu? Ach so, ja, dann natürlich. Was doing what? Sleeping. Living. Good. Yeah. Mukunda says in the Vedic culture it was better because the ashram of the spiritual master used to be the home of the disciple. There was ample opportunity for association. Love knows no distances. Liebe kennt keine Entfernungen, Mukunda. When will our heart become a little bit softer? Huh? Here's my answer. Noch jemand? Jochen. To see the nature and engage someone according to the nature. Yes. Well, I was speaking of habits which you need to give up. Maybe like smoking on the toilet. I know that you are not doing it, but it was happening in our... it sometimes happens, such things. Well, if you see yourself really as a servant, you sometimes jump out of your nature and do things which usually you would not have done. But it is easiest to go and take one's nature and engage it in Krishna service. It's just like the body. It's something which is there, and you take it and engage it in Krishna service. But it does change. For instance, in my life, everyone says, "Oh, you're Mr. Public, Herr Öffentlichkeit." I was such a lonely wolf in material life. I just didn't keep company with anyone because I was a little anspruchsvoll and arrogant mixture of the two. It was very difficult. People invited me, come, come, come to our party, come to this. And I was saying, sorry, I have something else to do. And then I listened to music in my the whole night. I liked music very much. And read Sigmund Freud. That was the greatest mistake in my life. So it has changed. But it's best to. But there, I think something of the nature is there, some temperament or so. I'm engaging that in Krishna service as good as I can. Doesn't always. It's very. It's not always successful, but at least he's trying. It's easiest because you have it. For instance, you have a very vata mind. Mind which goes, that's the nature. So you need to do something with that, engage it in philosophy. Otherwise, it will be the mind of a mental speculator, which lähmt dich, which you have to read very much. You have to and be a philosopher, and you have a strong body that can be nicely engaged in sankirtan, isn't it? Not so. The mind, when the mind is, then the body also. It said, Prabhupada said, diseases, 90% of diseases come from the mind, he said to Shivananda. And my healer also says this. She says 95. The mind. So put your mind in order by reading regularly, being happy in Krishna consciousness, chanting with offenses without, and then you will also be able to put your strong body in Krishna service and it will go very nicely. Okay, so it's a little late, we will stop here. So I wish you all the best, really, Prabhu. I'm so inspired by this one point. Please think about it today in your own life. It's such a good point. Wish you all the best to break your those habits which are hampering you to make as advancement in Krishna consciousness and become strong Vaishnavas. We in Heidelberg have a wonderful plan. We want to really take over Germany, and this is very important. We have many nice programs for this. We need you all, and we need you in good shape. So. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Goni Dai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.